Chapter 4. Your fast. Allah commands Muslims to observe a strict fast for one lunar month every year, namely Ramadan, which is the fourth pillar of Islam. As the Quran states, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become righteous. Surat al-Baqarah 2:183. Contents. Definition. Virtues of the month of Ramadan. The wisdom behind fasting. Virtues of fasting. Things which break the fast. Those who are exempt from fasting. The sick. The infirm. Travelers. Menstruating women and women experiencing postnatal bleeding. Pregnant and nursing women. Voluntary fasting. The festival of fast breaking. Eid al-Fitr. What should be done on Eid day? Fasting Ramadan. Definition. Fasting, Sayyam Marsam, is an act of worship which involves abstaining from all food, drink, sexual activity, and anything which is bound to break the fast from dawn, the time of calling to the Fajr prayer, till sunset, the time of calling to the Maghrib prayer. Virtues of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. It is the best month of the year and has a number of virtues, including the following. 1. It was the month in which the greatest and most exalted of all divine books, the Holy Quran, was revealed. It was in the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed, with clear signs of guidance and a criterion of right and wrong. Therefore, those of you who are resident for the month must fast it. Surat al-Baqarah 2:185. 2. The Prophet said, When the month of Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the devils are chained. Sahih al-Bukhari 3:103 and Sahih Muslim 1079. Thus, it provides an opportunity for the faithful to do their utmost to get closer to Allah by doing righteous deeds and avoiding evil ones. 3. Whoever fasts during the daylight hours and stands in prayer at night throughout this month will have his past sins forgiven, as the Prophet said, Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, out of sincere faith and in anticipation of Allah's rewards in the hereafter, will have all his past sins forgiven. Sahih al-Bukhari 1910 and Sahih Muslim 760. He also said, Whoever offers the voluntary night prayers with sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards in the hereafter, will have all his past sins forgiven. Sahih al-Bukhari 1905 and Sahih Muslim 759. 4. Laylat al-Qadr, the Night of Decree, also called the Night of Power, occurs in this month. The Quran informs us that doing righteous deeds during this night is far better than doing them for many years. The Night of Power is better than 1,000 months. Surat al-Qadr 97:3. A person who prays on this night out of sincere faith and in anticipation of Allah's rewards in the hereafter will obtain Allah's forgiveness of all past sins. This night falls on one of the last 10 odd-numbered nights of Ramadan, and no one knows its exact time. The wisdom behind fasting. Allah commands the believers to observe the fast for numerous reasons pertaining to this world and the hereafter. These include the following. 1. It helps realize taqwa, righteousness, piety, consciousness of Allah, guarding against evil. Fasting is an act of worship through which the faithful seek closeness to their Lord by giving up their passionate desires and placing themselves in opposition to physical temptations at all times and places, in secret and in public, knowing that Allah is watching them. As the Quran states, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become righteous. Surat al-Baqarah 2:183. 2. It provides ample training in refraining from sin and wrongdoing. When a fasting person desists from engaging in permissible acts in total obedience to Allah, he will certainly be able to bring his whims and desires under control easily avoid sins, and will not persist in falsehood and deviation from the truth. The Prophet said, "A person who does not desist from deceitful speech and actions while fasting must know that Allah is not in need of him leaving his food and drink." Sahih al-Bukhari 1804. This means that those who do not desist from telling lies and deceiving others do not actually perceive the purpose of fasting. 3. It helps us remember the needy and the distressed, and encourages us to sympathize with them. Because the fasting person experiences the pangs of deprivation and hunger, which are only temporary, he realizes the severe effects of such pains on his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters who might be deprived of the essentials of life for a long time and undergo extreme hunger and thirst. This prompts him to feel more compassion for them and help them. Virtues of fasting. Fasting has numerous virtues, including the following. 1. A person who fasts during this month, sincerely believing in Allah, in obedience to His commands, and is certain of His rewards in the hereafter for doing so, will have all his past sins forgiven. The Prophet said, "Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and in anticipation of Allah's rewards in the hereafter, will have all his past sins forgiven." Sahih al-Bukhari 1910 and Sahih Muslim 760. 2. The fasting person will experience great joy in the hereafter for the great rewards he will get and the bliss he will enjoy for fasting. The Prophet said, "The fasting person has two moments of joy, one when he breaks his fast and the other one when he meets his Lord." Sahih al-Bukhari 1805 and Sahih Muslim 1151. 3. Paradise has a gate called Ar-Rayyan, through which only those who fast will enter. As the Prophet said, "In Paradise there is a gate called Ar-Rayyan, through which only those who used to fast will enter on the day of resurrection, and no one but they will enter it. It will be said, 'Where are those who fasted?' They will then get up, and none will enter it but them. When they have entered, it will be closed, and no one else will enter." Sahih al-Bukhari 1797, Sahih Muslim 1152. 4. Every act of worship has a certain reward except for fasting, for which Allah, in His boundless bounty and mercy, will reward those who observe it abundantly. The Prophet said, "Allah said, 'All the deeds of the children of Adam are for them except for fasting, which is for me, and I will reward it.'" Sahih al-Bukhari 1805, Sahih Muslim 1151. Things which break the fast. A fasting person must avoid a number of things which are bound to break the fast. They are as follows. 1. Food and drink. As the Quran states, "Eat and drink until you can clearly discern the white thread from the black thread of the dawn. Then strictly observe the fast until nightfall." Surat al-Baqarah 2:187. However, if a person forgets that he is fasting and so he eats or drinks, his fast is still valid and is not considered sinful for absent-mindedly doing so. The Prophet said, "Whoever forgets he is fasting and so he eats or drinks, let him complete his fast, for it is Allah who has fed him and given him to drink." Sahih al-Bukhari 1831 and Sahih Muslim 1155. 2. Anything that is classified as being in some way similar to eating and drinking. This includes the following. Injections which have some nutritional value. These serve to supply the body with the necessary minerals and nutrients it needs, hence their similarity to eating and drinking. Having a blood transfusion. Blood is like the body's transportation system, and as it circulates, it delivers oxygen and nutrients throughout the body, hence its resemblance to eating and drinking. Smoking, in all its forms, renders the fast void, for inhaling smoke introduces numerous toxic substances into the body. 3. Sexual activity in which a man puts his penis inside a woman's vagina, whether or not this results in ejaculation. 4. Deliberate seminal emission through sexual contact, masturbation, or any other means. However, wet dreams, sexually exciting dreams that result in an orgasm, do not break the fast. A man may kiss his wife, if he knows he can easily control himself and does not engage in intercourse or any act that may lead to seminal emission. 5. Deliberate vomiting. Involuntary vomiting, however, does not break the fast. The Prophet said, if a person vomits unintentionally while observing a fast, he does not have to make up for this by fasting another day. However, if he deliberately vomits, then he must fast another day for breaking his obligatory fast. Sunan at-Tirmidhi, 720. Sunan Abu Dawud, 2380. 6. Beginning of menstruation or postnatal bleeding, regardless of the time or part of day when such bleeding begins. Whenever such bleeding begins, even if it takes place just before sunset, a woman's fast is automatically broken. If a menstruating woman becomes clean after dawn, her fast is also broken. The Prophet said, isn't it true that a woman can neither pray nor fast during her menses? Sahih al-Bukhari, 1850. Nevertheless, apart from menstrual bleeding and postnatal bleeding, abnormal uterine bleeding, which some women experience, does not prevent them from fasting. Those who are exempt from fasting. To make it easy for people, Allah has exempted some of them from fasting. They are 1. Sick people, whose medical condition is bound to be further worsened by fasting, are permitted to break the fast, but must make up the missed fasts after Ramadan. 2. People who cannot possibly observe a fast due to old age, or sick people for whom there is no hope of recovery, may also break the fast, but must feed a needy person for every day missed, by giving him 1.5 kilos of the staple food common in the country. 3. Travelers, while moving from one place to another, or during their temporary residence, which lasts less than 4 days, are allowed to break the fast, but have to make up for the fast days they have missed after Ramadan. As the Quran states, but those of you who are sick or are on a journey must fast an equal number of other days. Allah wants ease for you, not hardship. Surat al-Baqarah, 185. 4. Menstruating women and women experiencing postnatal bleeding are forbidden to fast, but must make up an equal number of days after Ramadan. Even if they fast, it will not be valid. 5. Pregnant and nursing women are permitted to break the fast if they fear it would be dangerous for them or for their babies if they fast. They must, however, make up for the fast days they have missed after Ramadan. The Islamic ruling regarding those who deliberately break the fast. Breaking the fast without a valid excuse is a grave sin, which clearly testifies to its doer's disobedience to Allah. Therefore, those who commit such a sin must sincerely repent to Allah, in addition to making up for the fast days they have omitted. Those who engage in sexual intercourse during the day in Ramadan must, in addition to expressing sincere repentance and making up that day, expiate for doing so by freeing a Muslim slave. Hence the importance Islam attaches to liberating people from the shackles of servitude. If they cannot find any slaves to set free, as is the case today, they must fast for 2 consecutive months. If they are unable to do so, then they have to feed 60 poor people. Voluntary fasting. Muslims are required to observe a strict month-long fast once a year, that is, during the month of Ramadan. They are also recommended, as long as they are able to do so, to fast on other days in order to gain more rewards. These days include the following. 1. The day of Ashura, as well as a day before it or after it. Ashura is the 10th day of the lunar month of Muharram, the first month of the Islamic calendar. It is the very day Allah saved Moses and drowned Pharaoh and his army. A Muslim fasts it as an expression of gratitude to Allah for saving Moses and to follow in the footsteps of our Prophet, who not only fasted on this day, but also asked his companions to fast a day before it or a day after it. Musnad Ahmad, 2154. When he was asked about fasting on it, he replied, it expiates the sins committed in the previous year. Sahih Muslim, 1162. 2. The day of Arafah. Arafah is the 9th day of the lunar month of Dhu-Hijjah, the 12th month of the Islamic calendar. On this day, pilgrims who perform the Hajj, the annual Muslim pilgrimage, gather in the wide open plain of Arafah, and engage in invoking Allah, praising Him and glorifying Him. Arafah is the best day of the year, and those who are not performing the Hajj may fast on it. When the Prophet was asked about fasting on this day, he replied, "It atones for the sins committed the preceding year and the coming year." Sahih Muslim, 1162. 3. 6 days of Shawwal. Shawwal is the 10th month of the Islamic calendar. The Prophet said, "Whoever fasts in Ramadan, then follows it up with 6 days of the month of Shawwal, will obtain the rewards of fasting for the entire year." Sahih Muslim, 1164. The festival of fast breaking, Eid al-Fitr. Festivals represent apparent rituals of religion. When the Prophet arrived in Medina, he found that the people there had set aside 2 days in the year for fun. He asked them, "What are these 2 days?" "We used to play and have fun on these days before the advent of Islam," they replied. The Prophet then said, "Allah has given you 2 better days, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha." Sunan Abu Dawud, 1134. Explaining that festivals represent the religion of their followers, he once observed, "Every nation has a festival, and this is our festival." Sahih al-Bukhari, 909, Sahih Muslim, 892. The meaning of Eid in Islam. Eid is a day of festivity and rejoicing. On this day, Muslims express their happiness and their gratitude to Allah for guiding them to the truth and for assisting them in completing the fast of Ramadan. They share happiness with everyone by putting on their best clothes, giving charity to the poor and the needy, and engaging in permissible celebrations and festivities which make everyone happy and remind them of Allah's favors upon them. Muslim festivals. There are only 2 annual festivals in Islam, and Muslims must not celebrate any other day apart from them. They are 1. The festival of fast breaking, Eid al-Fitr, which is celebrated on the first day of the lunar month of Shawwal, and 2. The festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha, which is celebrated on the 10th day of the lunar month of Dhul Hijjah. The festival of fast breaking, Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr falls on the first day of the lunar month of Shawwal, marking the end of the month-long Ramadan fast. Just as fasting during the month of Ramadan is an act of worship, celebrating Eid al-Fitr is also an act of worship, whereby Muslims express their gratitude to Allah for enabling them to perform this act of worship and for completing His grace upon them. As the Quran states, "You should complete the number of days and proclaim Allah's greatness for the guidance He has given you, so that you will be thankful." Surat al-Baqarah 2:185. What should be done on the Eid day? 1. Offering the Eid prayer. Islam stresses that the Eid prayer should be performed. In fact, it was one of those practices which the Prophet observed consistently, and even encouraged not only men, but also women and children to observe. Its time starts after the sun has risen to the length of a spear above the horizon, just over 1 meter, and lasts until it has crossed the meridian. Description. The Eid prayer consists of 2 units, rakat, singular, rak'ah, in which the imam recites the Quran loudly, after which he delivers a sermon, khutbah, in 2 parts. This prayer contains several takbirat, singular takbirah, one saying Allahu Akbar, at the beginning of each unit more than the ordinary prayer. The imam says Allahu Akbar, and before he starts reciting the Quran, repeats the same utterance 6 more times. Also, after rising from the prostrate position to the standing position to perform the 2nd unit, he performs the same utterance 5 more times, in addition to the takbir he has recited while rising to the 2nd unit. The worshippers follow the imam in these movements, doing and saying exactly the same. 2. Paying Zakat al-Fitr. Allah has enjoined Zakat al-Fitr, literally, the purifying obligatory charity of the breaking of the fast, on anyone who possesses a day's and night's worth of food. It consists of 1 sa' of the most common staple food of the country, be it rice, wheat, or dates, and must be given to the Muslim poor and needy, so that there would be no person in need of food on the Eid day. It is permissible, however, to pay the value of Zakat al-Fitr in money instead, if it appears that this will be more beneficial to the poor. Time of its payment. Zakat al-Fitr is to be paid from the time the sun sets on the last day of Ramadan up to the time of the Eid prayer. It may, however, be paid a day or two before the Eid day as well. The amount of Zakat al-Fitr is one sa' of the usual foodstuffs of the country, be it rice, wheat or dates. One sa' is equivalent to approximately 3 kilograms. A Muslim must pay for it himself, and all the persons he is legally bound to support, such as his wife and children. It is recommended to pay it on behalf of an unborn child. The Prophet enjoined it as atonement for any obscene language used while observing the fast and for providing food for the needy. It would be accepted as zakat from those who pay it before the Eid prayer, but it would be considered as mere sadaqah, voluntary charity, for those who pay it after the Eid prayer. Sunan Abu Dawud, 1609. 3. Muslims on this occasion spread joy and merriment to all family members, young and old, men and women, providing all possible types of lawful amusements. They wear their best and most beautiful clothes, and eat and drink, as doing so is an act of worship. Fasting on this day is strictly forbidden. 4. They recite the takbir on this special occasion, on the night preceding the Eid day, and on the way to the Eid prayer, and continue doing so until the Imam appears for the Eid prayers, expressing gratitude to Allah for enabling them to complete the fast of Ramadan. The Quran states, "He wants you to complete the prescribed period, and to glorify Him for having guided you, so that you may be thankful." 2:185. The manner of takbir pronounced on this occasion is as follows. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. All praise belongs to Allah. One may also recite the following. Allahu Akbaru Kabiran, Walhamdulillahi Katira, Wa Subhanallahi Bukratan Wa Asila. Allah is the greatest. His is the abundant praise, and glory be to Him day and night. Men generally pronounce the takbir aloud, but without disturbing other people. Women, however, pronounce it quietly.